Irish, I wanted to ask you, though, you were talking about signs and obsessions. You know how people talk about their obsessions about women and they can't stop thinking about them and all that. Does it ever come to a point where people have that for the Lord?
Yeah.
But on the, they're being on the same level. Do you know what I'm saying here?
Yeah. The only difference is this. That's why when you said that, well, he had fallen in love, so the sigh that I said, oh God, the word fallen in love. The only difference is that we fall in love with creatures of his creation. But with the Lord of creation, we rise in love for him. But the same obsessions are there, the same longing is there, worse than what it is here on the gross plane, you see. Love is terrible. Yeah. And all this creation, Baba says, is because of love.
But that only happens on the sixth plane, Rich. Are you saying that, Steve, was your question, does it happen on the gross plane?
Yeah, sixth plane, I know. I mean, that's eye to eye, but I'm just saying.
It begins here. When you begin to rise in love for him.
Yeah, so that doesn't happen on a gross plane.
No, he says no, it begins here.
It gets initiated here, yeah. And how, your question was there on love, isn't it? The other day. What did you say?
It's a very serious question. Are you ready for it? You sure?
Please get the first of all, get that what Baba says on love, you know.
Yeah.
See, this is what Baba said, how to love God, before starting to love the Lord, the God in human form. Yeah. You have heard that?
Yes.
You've heard that. So you have read it, but you have to live the way that.
That's right.
Yeah.
So this is the answer to what I asked you, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have to begin. Right. Loving God, how to love him. Will you read out, let us revise, because we read and forget.
How to love God. To love God in the most practical way is to love our fellow beings. If we feel for others in the same way as we feel for our own dear ones, we love God. If instead of robbing others to help ourselves, we rob ourselves to help others, we are loving God. If we suffer in the sufferings of others and feel happy in the happiness of others, we are loving God. If instead of worrying over our own misfortunes, we think of ourselves as more fortunate than many, many others, we are loving God. If we understand and feel that the greatest act of devotion and worship to God is not to hurt or harm any of his beings, we are loving God. To love God as he ought to be loved, we must live for God and die for God, knowing that the goal of life is to love God and find him as our own self.
The creation is made for that purpose. And that gadget, we call it heart, you know, has been given to us to initiate that, trigger that love. You know.
What does That's it what mean not to hurt the heart, though, of another person? It's not the feelings, necessarily.
Yeah, hurt the feelings
of
others. So I still remember when he gave this to us. Says, to what extent we should go to see that the feelings of the others are not hurt and all that. The heart of others, you know. To any extent. And then he stopped and says, there is one exception to prove the rule. That is, not to any extent, he emphasized the word, when if somebody would like, suppose a man and a woman is there, you are loving God in all this, and suppose you people, means he is telling us, if a woman comes and entices you to have little promiscuity and all that, not that. You can hurt that feeling of hers. That's what he told us.
That's where he drew the line.
Don't be carried away with what I have said that, that
and use that as an excuse.
Yeah. Now today I tell you all that, yeah. You see. Yeah.
Because that was the expression used probably like that, with a hand, just what you did there with your finger, you probably did.
Yeah,
probably
not to that extent. That's where you can stop. He said, now, bring home to her what real love is, how one should love, and all that sort of thing. That's the opportunity that is given to you, instead of succumbing to her entreaties and...
But how can we help? How can we help the feelings in someone else's heart? If someone asks me to do something, and I say no, and they're hurt, what do I have to do with that?
Whatever the situations are there, you say no, and she says yes, or he says yes, and go on struggling. What you say is right, but it's not the whole truth. Just tell, put an end to it, you see.
Right.
Instead of just brusquely saying that, no, I don't believe what you say. Who are we to judge? Who are we to know anything else? To the extent that we can carry ourselves, try our best not to hurt the feelings of others.
Even if they hurt our feelings, they're not supposed to hurt your feelings, which is most difficult, of course.
If they hurt our feelings, well and good. You see. We can at the most direct our hurt feelings towards the Lord, you see, and supplicate to Him for His help.
How do you do that? Eric? How do you do that?
Well, how do you do that?
You what happens? Those feelings to you, saying, here they are?
Yeah. We have been hurt, you see. We feel sorely hurt. We suffer. We feel the suffering and all that. So what is the spontaneous outcome? Whether you believe in God or not, you utter the word, oh God, get me out of it, you see. So with all your heart, to the depth that it is hurt, you just bring out, you see. And that cry reaches to Him. Yeah. So it's an opportunity given to us. So that's why Baba has given us a little episode, you see, at the time of the Holocaust, German war, you know, where what had happened was so many people suffered, millions of people died and all that. But Baba says to us that how much Hitler has been maligned by the world, but nobody knows how very close he is to me for having brought so many hearts to me. Yeah. Because in the final disasters and calamities and all the things that happened, the hearts reached out to the Lord. Unbeknown to anybody, you see. Even to themselves, they didn't know. But, oh, what should we do, my Lord? Oh God, oh Jesus, this and that, and Moses and all, whatever it be, you see, the Jews who have been. So that's how it is.
What you're saying,
it seems to me that a lot of our so-called feelings, maybe more so emotions, are based on desires that want to be fulfilled, and perhaps shouldn't necessarily be called the quality of the heart, which is towards Him.
Yeah, it is the lower. The thing is that what Baba says that about love and lust and all that, it's a golden cord.
Golden?
Cord. The very end of it is lust, and the other end of it is divine love. It's the same cord. You have to rise above gradually and get to that. At the lower end, there are desires, these are emotions, expectations, and all that. You have to go rise above, grasping the cord, and reach the divine love. Same thing, it's the same.